haven't even said it on my own airwaves yet. I think Tennessee's going to beat Georgia this year.
Assuming it's not Alabama, it's not Georgia who wins the SEC, what other team is there that could challenge for the SEC title?
Well, I'm a little curious about Tennessee. I think it's going to be a lot of fun to see if they can make that next step and be a division contender.
Well, then I guess there's only one thing left to do.
What's that?
Win the whole thing.
Yes!
Cause your friends don't dance, and if they don't dance, well, they're no friends of mine. Say, we can go where we want to, place where they will never find. And we can act like we come from out of this world, leave the real one far behind. We can dance.
Nothing quite like waking up to the old Thursday morning curveball.
That was a wicked one, wasn't it?
I was ready for it.
Just off the plate. I didn't chase, but it's rung up as a strike anyway.
Angel Hernandez, right?
Is it Angel or Angel?
I don't know.
I just call him Angel, yeah. I've seen the Little League World Series is apparently getting some Angel Hernandez treatment also. I don't know if you guys have seen some of these
pitches. I saw it's one tough. Yesterday that
was... The catcher has to, like, jump to catch it in the...
One hit the backstop.
Yeah, strike.
I think they're used to calling games for people who are taller. I think that really throws it off when you got shorter folks up there. So
I don't know. Some of these kids look like they're like 6'3".
But then some of them look like they're 9.
Well, yeah, I mean, they probably are. Probably are 9. Welcome in to the Fan Run Studios, Fox Sports Knoxville. It's 3 and Out. Houston Kress, Adam Hickman, intern Brett with you this morning.
You thought you were going to get rid of me today.
No, I figured you'd be here. I just don't know what's going to happen tomorrow. It was a curveball. Maybe a nasty slider. I don't even, maybe a spinner. I don't know what kind of pitch this was this morning.
That's why you got to have plate discipline.
I had plate discipline. That's my point, Hickman. Did you not hear what I said? It was off the plate. I didn't swing. I got running up for a strike anyway.
Maybe a knuckle.
A little knuckler.
Splitter
felt
action.
Felt like a knuckle sandwich this morning. I finally sleep in. I'm not in here at 5:45. Hit the snooze a couple times. Here's the text from the Godfather. Under the weather. Not going to make it. Good God. I mean, you see my notes. I don't have a lot of notes.
Those are pathetic.
Where are your
those
notes?
Those look like my notes.
This is day 4. What notes have you gotten?
I don't need notes.
Yeah, I know, because I have to do everything.
You must have felt really good, though, knowing that.
No.
At least you have me to rely on and carry some of the extra weight today.
Quite the opposite. In fact,
the train hit you, right?
Yeah, you got hit by a train.
Yeah, I like, didn't physically get hit by a train. I got stuck by the train.
No, we get it. Obviously, you're still here. I mean,
if I would have got hit by the train, I'd have been here.
I find that very hard to believe. Well, trains are dangerous.
It was going very slow.
It takes miles to stop anyway. They probably had been trying to stop for miles.
That train does make a stop down there, though. It's very annoying.
Any more train grievances you'd like to air?
I mean, it's 2022. Why we're still using trains is beyond me.
Do you realize how much a train can haul?
Oh, yeah. But
well, that's why. It's cheaper than a bunch of trucks hauling the same. One truck is one, you know, one train link.
Need to reroute that thing, though. You think I need a new route. I think the train needs a new route.
I don't think that would be easier than you going a different direction that is actually shorter to get to the studio.
I don't think it
where
is.
Where you skip the train tracks. No, I talked about your route today. I understand your route. You intentionally go the way of the train in hopes to get caught by the train. You do it on purpose. So you can say, oh, yeah. I think the train is a farce. I never get caught by the train, A, because I don't go the way the train comes, but B, I don't really even see the train that often. I think all you guys, you, Davey, Charlie, all you people I think you use the train as, oh, yep, I'm running late. Better use the old train excuse.
I mean, it is a good excuse to have up your sleeve if you ever need it.
Yeah, but I gave you the way to go where there is no train, and you're going to still text me next week, hey, guys, I got caught by the train again, sorry.
I'll put it in the GPS, and whatever route is the fastest according to GPS, that's the route I will go.
Right, but the route with no train would be fastest on average every day. If you go the fastest route and it saves you 15 seconds, but you get caught by a train, you've just lost 5 minutes.
Yeah, but
so it's 15 seconds a day, if that.
I mean, the train is maybe a once-a-month problem.
It's a big problem. You didn't even get – look, you didn't have time to come in here and do show notes.
You don't know that.
Yes, I do. I've been here literally since you got here.
Maybe I was prepping last night.
Why do you lie? You're just lying.
I didn't say I was. I said maybe I was.
Were you?
You don't know if I was or not.
You weren't. Just admit that you weren't. And then you're leaving town. Nate goes, gets sick, and you're going right where he got sick. Does that sound like a smart decision?
Yeah, I'm sure there's a plague of some sort.
It could be. I don't know. The Nashville nasty. It's a thing.
There is a new China virus, apparently, that's going around over there, so... give it a month or two before it's over here.
What's it called?
Oh, I have no idea. I don't care enough to look into it.
You seem real concerned. So we battle again. We fight. We deal with obstacles as they come. I don't even know. What's the lead today? What happened? Anything? Anything happened yesterday? Where are all your notes? What did you get on your notes for yesterday?
Well, the Cleveland Browns are...
Is that the lead? That's the lead story?
We didn't practice yesterday. We recapped the scrimmage
I don't
for
think
two
we
hours.
Did. I don't even know. Because they scrimmaged Tuesday. Usually they have the day off after a scrimmage, so that makes sense. Probably went in and watched some film. I'm guessing maybe they practice again today. It looks like... I keep waiting for one of the coaches to walk back the old rotation at left tackle, but no. The battle's not over. Rotation seems likely, and Heupel says we're going to need both Mincy and Jeremiah Crawford this season.
Which is probably true.
I mean, maybe.
It's a long season.
You'd like to have one really good guy that could stay healthy, but this sounds like we want to rotate for the sake of rotating. It's okay. They've done it before. Maybe. If they're both really good, then wouldn't you pick one guy to be the best guy? And just say, hey, we have a really good backup. I'm just not a big fan of the rotation. That's all. I don't like it.
Maybe they're both really good and he doesn't want to risk one of them getting a serious injury and being out for the season. And that way you're down to only one.
But if they're both really good, having one is better than having none and probably better than rotating. It's all about consistency and getting to know the guys around you at that position. They got to congeal like Jell-O or an omelet. It's got to all come together. But we're subbing out peppers for onions on every... I mean, it just doesn't make any sense. Not a big fan. The good news is there is NFL preseason football tonight. Welcome back, football. Welcome back. Yep. That's fantastic. You guys seem really excited about the games tonight.
I am.
No, you're not. Name me both games. Without looking.
Arizona.
Nope.
Playing.
Nope.
I know Titans play.
Titans, Ravens. Tonight, 7:30.
Patriots play tonight.
Who do they play?
Don't they play?
You got a lot of teams to guess from.
Yes, you do. You know it's not the Titans or the Ravens, so that'll whittle it down to 29 other teams. Well, you know it's not Arizona, so you're down to 28.
Don't they play the Jets?
So close. Thanks. The Giants.
I knew it was
so close.
One of those teams.
New York. Yeah, you were right. You were right there. You had it on just the tip of your tongue. Giants, Patriots tonight 7. That'll be on NFL Network. Titans at Baltimore, 7:30. I don't know what the TV is for that.
That'll probably be on that local, what was it? Like, don't they usually do a local station for the Titans?
Do they do it here?
I thought they used to. Like that.
Does that mean, CBS? Because Charles Davis does those games, right? So yeah. We'll get Charles Davis on the call tonight? That'll be worth it.
Are you going to watch?
You want to see Malik Willis?
I have no reason to watch New England and the Giants.
Yeah, they suck.
Patriots weren't that bad last year.
That's debatable. This,
you got Saquon Barkley, man. You better hope that offensive line comes together.
He better not play a snap in the preseason.
Yeah,
I don't think he will.
Just like Aaron Rodgers said, it's a pointless thing to play a preseason.
I thought he had a pretty good point.
He has a great point.
He said, if I'm going to go out there and play three or four series, sure. But if you're going to put me out there for four plays, one of them is a screen pass, and then I hand the ball off two times and we punt, like, that is a waste of my time.
I feel like they get more of those, like, inner squad practices that they do. You know, I think the Bucs and the Dolphins just did one.
Could they help this if they made quarterbacks, red-jerseyed them in the preseason?
But then that's just boring.
Well, I'm saying, like, for starters, like, you don't have to put it on them, but if you have Aaron Rodgers or Joe Burrow, but you want to get them two series, but you don't want them to get hit, could you not just put them in a red jersey?
I mean, I guess you could, but
it just seems like if you want to get them because there is something to
the preseason games are already almost unwatchable.
Well, I know, but they would be more watchable if you could get some starters out there for a little bit.
I think I'd rather just see backups go in full contact.
You just said they stink, and now that's what you want to see? I'm confused. I'm just saying, if you say, hey, Aaron Rodgers is going to play, we're going to put him in a red jersey, please don't hurt him, he's going to get 15 snaps, but he can't get hurt. I feel like teams would be more likely to put their quarterbacks out there, fans would be more likely to come, it would make more money for the NFL, and the quarterback knows he's not going to go out there and get hurt, barring some fluke, you know, trip and fall, stumble into his knee or something. I'm just saying, if they're worried about guys getting hurt, playing them for four plays is stupid.
You can get hurt in practice, all the guys dropping right now.
What do you do with
it? Well, yeah, but I mean, speaking of guys dropping, bad day for the Bucks.
Yeah.
Bad.
I have never heard of that one guy.
Who, the center? Or Russell Gage?
Russell Gage came over from the Falcons, I think.
The center. Is he the backup center?
Yes. That you're down to the third string center now, right?
Maybe we'll from fine. Off the streets.
We'll be
they
fine.
May need you to go out there and hike the ball. You would love that. You'd love Tom Brady touching your butt right before you snap the ball every time. Hickman bending over in front of Tom Brady, not a problem. But yeah, Russell Gage looked like he hurt his hamstring.
He'll be fine. They're deep.
Who were they practicing against yesterday?
Dolphins.
That's right.
Which was a big story because the whole Tom Brady and
they asked the Dolphins coach, like, is this awkward that Tom Brady's here and that's why basically you have the job? He's like, it wasn't awkward until everyone kept asking me about it. Now it's a little awkward.
Tom Brady sabotaged
the Dolphins and then he gets to go practice against them and flash the ring.
They sabotaged themselves, so.
Tom Brady took the meeting. I mean, he was part of the tampering that took place. He was all for it. And then it fell apart. Because some other quarterback showed up, and they had to, like, hide Tom in the galley or something like that. Tom Brady, it's a pretty smart move. He hates the Dolphins. They used to beat him all the time when he was with the Patriots. He's got a little vendetta. He's like, oh, yeah, I want to play for you, and I want to be a part owner. Let's talk about a deal. Boom, coach gets fired. Owner gets suspended. $1.5 million fine. Tom Brady? Nothing. Skates. He's free. That'll probably cost him the MVP, though. That'll cost him the MVP, as it should.
As there's only one MVP trophy he cares about. That's the Super Bowl MVP, so.
Did he win that the last time they won it?
Yes.
He did?
Yeah.
With the Bucks, he did win it? Okay.
So back to your red jersey thing with the quarterbacks. What do you do with a guy like Lamar Jackson? Oh, hey.
They don't want him to run anyway in the preseason.
If I was him, I wouldn't run a minute. Yeah, just say, hey, no contract.
Besides, he needs to work on his passing, according to everybody ever. So just say, hey, just sit back there. If you get sacked, you get sacked. Don't take off unless it's just sideways. If you get touched, it's a sack. It's a preseason game. Who cares? I mean, people bet on these games, so I guess they might care if that's the case. Like, hey, I got, what did I see? Baltimore tonight by 3, Giants by 3.5 over the Patriots? Well, I don't know. Like, how much do you play Malik Willis tonight if you're the Titans? Have they said? Is he going to start?
You would think.
I don't know.
You'd think he gets at least
two series, three series,
three,
a quarter.
Probably.
Quarter, yeah.
Three series would be about a quarter,
you
I guess.
You going
to
watch that one?
If it's on, I might check it out a little bit. At least to see Malik Willis, who apparently has looked a lot better since the first day of camp. I was watching some highlights the other day. He's got the Peyton Manning wobble on his deep ball, which doesn't really matter. I mean, it looked really good. It was accurate. It was a touchdown. But he's an athletic. How tall is he? Is he 6'2"? Malik Willis? He's a big kid.
Yeah, he looks big.
Put him in the red jersey. Keep him healthy. Everything will be just fine. There are a couple SEC notes to get to today. A couple more notes coming out of the scrimmage as people have gathered information from their sources. Again, NFL football tonight. We'll go through that schedule for the weekend. I mean, there's like, what, eight games tomorrow? There's a bunch of games tomorrow.
Yeah, there are. Yeah.
JG plays tomorrow, right?
JG plays tomorrow at 7:30, and I don't care what it takes for me to watch that game. I will find it.
He's playing at Cincinnati. Some people might drive up there just to watch the guy.
What's Cincinnati? 3-4 hours?
Three and a half,
yeah.
Hickman, Brett, you guys want to... Should we make the JG road trip? You still have your number 2 Garantano jersey?
I'll have to check. I think it's in the trash somewhere. So
you threw it away?
You don't want to be seen with a number 2 jersey anymore.
We have a new number 2, don't we? Isn't it Trayvon? I don't remember.
Hickman, look up who's number 2. We'll take a quick break. Come back. It's 3 and Out on Fan Run Radio. Welcome back, Fan Run Studios, Fox Sports, Knoxville. NFL preseason starts tonight. I guess the biggest news yesterday, why not, the Cleveland Browns with an announcement. They have selected a starter for tomorrow night's preseason game. They have elected to start Deshaun Watson on the road at Jacksonville, 7 p.m., What is this move? So he's going to be suspended 6 games. Are they treating him like he's the backup? Because he's not even technically the backup for 6 games. He may not be the backup for 12 games, and he may miss the entire season.
It's just a big middle finger to the league.
That's kind of what I thought.
Now they're really going here.
Well, I mean, it's like we're joking, but like if this guy. I've already forgotten his name. It was in yesterday's notes. The Attorney General from New Jersey, the guy who's
Harvey? Yes. Paul C. Harvey?
Paul C. Harvey.
Yeah.
If he really is in Goodell's pocket, as everyone seems to assume, and this move were to tick off Goodell, and Goodell says, Harvey, you got to go even harder now. I just don't know what the Browns are trying to accomplish here. I mean, is this we're trying to see if he's in football shape, even though he may miss the season? It seems like maybe you'd want to get some of the guys who are actually going to play. I mean, because what are their options behind Deshaun Watson? It's Josh Dobbs, Jacoby Brissett, and there's one other one that's, not very good.
Irrelevant.
Would you not want to get those guys as many reps as possible? I mean, I guess you don't want to get those guys hurt. Like, if anybody's going to get hurt for Cleveland, you might want it to be Deshaun, since he's going to miss games anyway. But this just seems – it seems like the NFL is going to get their 12 games at least, and they may get the entire season. This does – Hickman, I think you're right. This feels like a big middle finger to the league. Like, oh, yeah, suspend him all you want, but he's going to play in the preseason. What's the point?
Yeah.
How are you bettering your team? It just seems like a foolish move.
They're fighting for that full-year suspension, it appears. I don't know. It's stupid. I'm sure Roger Goodell probably not very happy about this.
Goodell? Do they owe him less money if he's suspended for the year? Do we know?
I don't think they do.
I don't either. I'm not sure what the contract looks like. I thought all of his money was guaranteed, but I was talking to someone yesterday. He said they thought if he was suspended for the year, they wouldn't owe him quote-unquote game checks, but I didn't think he had game checks. I thought his contract was essentially entirely guaranteed. Does not make a lot of sense to me. But it's Cleveland, and it's Jimmy Kochick's short, so what else are you going to do? If you want to join the program this morning, 865-546-8200. We go now to Matt. Where's Matt?
Yo.
Yo.
Man, I'm being serious here. I'm not saying this because it's Tennessee and they're involved with Tennessee, but are they not the worst owners of all time?
I'd have to go through a long list, but it's been pretty bad.
Yeah, Jerry's pretty bad, but Jerry at least won some games, and
he's got a couple Super Bowls.
Yeah, I got a couple of Super Bowls, made some sound. He just kind of gets involved too much. I mean, Jerry's just an idiot, but the Haslams are just, they just make mind-numbing choices. It just, it does, nothing makes any sense. It's almost like they're just bad owners.
Yeah. But I don't know if this is, I'll be interested to see what happens today. Like, if this is a coach's decision, you would think the owners might step in and say, hey, this is a really bad idea. Or it could be the owners telling the coach, hey, you're going to start this guy. I don't know if that's so they can build some excitement around him. I have no idea.
You think that whole thing came out without the owners knowing?
I find it very hard to believe.
I'm sure they green-lighted that big boy. I don't know.
But what do they gain? What do they gain?
Nothing. That's the point. I swear to God, I think the Haslams love drama, man. That's why they stuck their nose in Tennessee all those years. It's like, just build the buildings, right? I mean, just donate the money that you have, the billions. You know, that's all good. It's all good. That's what the university needs, the facilities and stuff like that. They don't need you meddling in affairs and making coaching decisions and coaching hires and poking and prodding. And that's what got us in the administration. I'll claim this till I die. The coaches were idiots that they hired.
Yeah.
But they were all, every single one of them, behind the eight ball because of the administration. So administration's the problem. It all started by giving Lane Kiffin a $1 million buyout, and then it just cascaded from there.
This decision doesn't make any sense to me. Like, does it help Deshaun Watson? I would say no. Does it help the Browns as a football organization? I would say no. Does it help? It doesn't help Deshaun Watson much as a player, but does it help him in the eyes of the public? I also say no. I just don't know what this benefits. I would like to. I don't know if they have a media session today. I would love to know the reasoning or the thought process behind. We're going to toss him out there. Like, are they thinking this is going to excite their fans about the future of Browns football if they see Deshaun Watson in a preseason game on the road at Jacksonville?
Well, did they say it has to be the first six games or just six games?
It's the first six.
Okay. Yeah, well, then it doesn't make it look a sense.
Well, it's also kind of weird. So this has happened before where if you're suspended for games during the season, those, like, the preseason games don't count. So you're suspended for the first six games of the regular season, but they don't take into account any of the preseason. I'm kind of surprised that if you're serving a week one or beyond suspension, that the preseason games wouldn't just be wiped.
Yeah.
It's weird that he can even be under suspension for, you know, a third of the season and yet still participate in a preseason game. And if you're I just don't know how that helps you if you're the Browns. Like, how much is he going to improve by going against the Jacksonville Jaguars' second team defense for, you know, a series or two?
Well, what do you think, you'd want your backup getting all that pop right now, since he's not going to be playing for six games?
Well, that's the thing. The backup right now is the starter. Like, they need to go out and figure if it's going to be Jacoby Brissett, Josh Dobbs, or somebody else. Those are the guys that need, unless they think they already know and we're gonna rest Jacoby Brissett because he's so far ahead and so good. I would say Jacoby Brissett, Josh Dobbs, anybody else, they would need as many reps as they can get.
I don't get it, man. Just drama. I hate football teams with drama, I guess because I've lived through it for 15, 20 years. You know, you just see it happening. And I kind of like the Browns. That's what sucks about it, man. I'm a semi-Browns fan. And just to see them just do this stupid stuff that just makes headlines that you scratch your head on is just, I don't know. Just make the simple decisions. You know, I look at it like this. I think somebody, I listened to the podcast The Drive last night. That's how much of a loser I am, right? Get home, play the podcast. Those guys are going hard at you all. They're going hard, man.
Like, really? Are they just? Do they think they're going hard? Or are they really going hard?
Oh, they spend half the show blasting you guys. There's an obsession there.
That's because they don't have anything else to talk about. That's their show prep. Just pick a fight with another show. That's what they do.
Yeah, Russell made a good point, though. It's like, if you're talking about owners, you know. If I know the owner's name, that's not. I don't know any owner's names in the NFL. I couldn't tell you two. I only know two: Jerry Jones and the Haslams. That's it.
I know a couple, but it's always because of the bad things they did, right? Like, owner of the Rams, Stan Kroenke. I know that because he fleeced the city of Los Angeles to get his new stadium built. Shad Khan at Jacksonville, only because they're the worst franchise with the worst facilities.
It's never for anything.
No, it's never good ever. Ever.
Yeah. I don't know, fellas. We'll see what happens with it. But I just, as long as they think they're meddling in Tennessee affairs still, you think they still hold any power like they did about 10 years ago?
I mean, I'd say some, but not nearly what it was. I mean, it seems like they're pretty locked in on the Browns, busy, very busy this offseason trying to make sure that Cleveland's taken care of, but they just continue to kind of step in. Again, I don't know how much input the Haslams had on this decision. I'm just surprised. Even if you have reasons football related, it does not seem like a good PR move to thumb your nose at the NFL, to basically tell the fans of football, hey, what this guy did doesn't matter. We got to get him ready. I don't know. Like, there's too much unknown right now.
Has Roger Goodell, as much as I can't stand the guy, ever lost anything like this if they were to go toe-to-toe with him? I mean, I can't think of a time that Goodell's lost backing the NFL on any decision they made. And I'll give them credit. If they're doing this to bow up against the NFL, hey, that's a pretty gutsy move. More power to you, but you're not going to win it.
It might be gutsy, but is it smart?
No, it's,
yeah.
It's blatantly stupid. It's like charging into battle, you know. It's that guy in Braveheart, you know, that charged in ahead of William Wallace that, you know, you don't see it, but you know he got his head decapitated.
Right, yeah.
It's like, he was trying to go in first.
Yeah, it's just doing too much too soon.
And it's just weird that they're doing this for a guy who's accused of so many different sexual misconduct allegations. You know, it's not like the Atlanta Falcons backing Calvin Ridley saying, hey, screw you, we're going to play him in the preseason. You're backing a guy who's accused of, what, close to 30 allegations of sexual misconduct?
Two of them are proven, if I'm not mistaken, right? The Asian masseuse, right, or something? I'm trying to think of the –
I'm not sure. There's been a New York Times article. I mean, he's settled 26 of them, 27 of them now, which I'm not saying anytime you settle is an admission of guilt, but the way the contract was written to give him all this guaranteed money, probably knowing he'd have to pay out a bunch in settlement, like it's all kind of messy. And now you're just saying like, well, wait a minute, it's football time. We got to play our guy. It's like, it's not that simple.
Yeah. All right, fellas. I'll hear you tomorrow. See you.
All right. Thanks for the phone call, Matt. Hang on, John. We'll get right back to you after this break. It's 3 and Out on Fan Run Radio. Hour one continues, 3 and Out on Fan Run Radio. I guess officially NFL preseason underway tonight, even though we've already had the Hall of Fame game. Watch level interest for tonight's preseason games. Hickman, go.
One.
So you're saying there's a chance you watch?
One is the highest. I didn't tell you the scale. So you are very locked in and interested. This is the number one preseason night for Adam Hickman.
I'll probably throw it on as background noise, maybe. But I don't care about the Titans. I don't care about the Patriots. I don't care about the Jets, Giants, whoever they're playing.
Giants. You said Jets. It's Giants. Is it just teams that wear blue? You don't care about teams that wear blue? Care about Baltimore?
Not really, no.
What about you, Brett? You going to watch tonight?
Probably not.
Okay.
Probably not.
You know damn good and well you're not going to watch either, Chris.
I'm going to watch a little bit of the Titans game. It's the Titans. What are you talking about? It's football. You hate preseason, then here comes some preseason football. Oh, I don't care. Give me to the regular season. Then the regular season stinks. Give me to the playoffs. Like, you don't enjoy anything in the moment. That's your problem. You're always worried about the next great thing. You always have all of these dreams, hopes, and aspirations, but you got to live in the moment. We get NFL football tonight.
Preseason NFL.
It doesn't
football.
Matter. It's football. We've been waiting months to be able to watch football games. Now you have it on your television, and you're not going to watch it? Well, you said what? Might throw it on as background noise?
Yeah.
What are you going to be doing at 7 o'clock?
Honestly.
Nothing.
If I want some football, I'll probably just throw on. I might watch a rerun of the Tennessee-South Carolina game last year.
That's the game you'd watch?
Yeah. I've been going through watching most of them, so I've not watched that one again.
Okay. Well, here's your schedule tonight. Giants at Patriots, 7 o'clock. That game will be on NFL Network. Tennessee at Baltimore, 7:30. Tomorrow, you've got five games. Atlanta at Detroit. Any interest there?
I don't know, but I'm telling you what, though. I like Dan Campbell. I like him a lot.
Because of the Hard Knocks clips you've seen on Twitter? Because you definitely haven't watched Hard Knocks.
Why would I watch Hard Knocks for a football team I don't care about?
But that's the whole point. It's always a football team you don't care about, but it always gets you interested in that team. Everybody's ready to run through a wall for Dan Campbell, but it's the Lions. I'd be interested to see if they can win. What's their over-under at? Probably like 3.5 games, 4 games this year? Tomorrow night you also get Cleveland at Jacksonville. I imagine there will be a lot of people watching that game. You can get into that game, Hickman, for $9.
Now that one I might watch.
If Deshaun ends up
Just kidding, I can't watch it tomorrow, so.
Why?
Chili peas.
Huh?
The Chili Peppers.
Is it tomorrow night?
Yeah.
For some reason I thought it was Saturday night. I'd say that one will be a pretty watched game for the preseason. You also get Arizona at Cincinnati. The JG experience continues. You're going to go back and watch highlights of that one, I can already tell you.
Yeah. What if he just comes out and looks like Lamar Jackson, just super dual threat, fast, athletic?
I will give you all the money in my wallet.
We got to find something to bet on with this game.
The JG game?
Yeah.
Okay. Now, again, remember, he can get hit in this game tomorrow, so that's usually when he struggles. And if Cincinnati decides to drop back in zone, he might be in for a very, very long night.
Does he throw a pick six?
We'll do this tomorrow. I need some time to think about this. Because my heart says yes. But it is a pick six. I mean, does he throw an interception? Most likely. Is it a pick six? I don't know. Tomorrow you also get the New York Jets at the Philadelphia Eagles, 7:30. And the nightcap on NFL Network, Green Bay at San Francisco. No facial expression whatsoever for Hickman on that one. Saturday, a full slate. Kansas City at Chicago, Carolina at Washington, Indy at Buffalo, Seattle at Pittsburgh. Three of those games televised on NFL Network. Miami at Tampa Bay. Tom Brady won't see any action in that one, correct? So
no.
You're gonna watch to scout the young guys, see who might make an impact on this year's team?
Nate's got me excited about that running back they drafted.
That, who is it?
I can't remember his name.
Okay, yeah, clearly very excited.
It's from Arizona State.
New Orleans at Houston, 8 o'clock. Dallas at Denver, 9 p.m. That game also on NFL Network. And the Rams at the Chargers, 10 p.m. And then your lone matchup on Sunday, the Vikings at the Raiders.
What time's that one?
4:25 NFL Network. If you're interested in Vikings and our dark horse Super Bowl champion, Las Vegas Raiders.
Breaking news, Matt Jones and most other Patriots starters not expected to play in Friday's preseason opener.
Did you say Matt Jones?
I said Mac.
Oh, McCorkle.
McCorkle, yeah.
That's what Mac is short for. Did you know that? Did you know that his real name is McCorkle?
No.
I'm not making that up.
McCorkle?
His name's like Andrew McCorkle Jones or something.
I see why he goes by Mac.
And there's McCorkle Jones taking the... You don't think... I don't know McCorkle. Never heard the name. Never heard anything close to McCorkle as his middle name. But yes, Mac, a much better choice than McCorkle. I'll give you that.
How do you spell that?
M-A-C...
Oh.
I can't remember if it's M-A, little C, big C.
It's M, little C, big C. O-R-K-L-E.
McCorkle.
Mm. McCorkle Jones.
So now you know. McCorkle. Does he take a big step forward this year?
They've had a lot to say about him and the offensive struggles they've had in camp.
Really?
Yes.
I mean, I know he's a smart guy, but everyone was kind of questioning if he had the arm strength.
Yeah, and there's been a lot of talk about Belichick running the offense.
Oh, that's good.
And they've got Matt Patricia, Joe Judge as their offensive guys. I mean, it's crazy what they're doing up there.
He'll probably take a step forward, but it doesn't change the fact that they're the third best team in their division. So, I mean, the Bills are a juggernaut.
Juggernaut.
I think we can all agree that the Dolphins are probably the better team than the Patriots this year.
I don't know if I'd go that far. The Patriots were not that bad last year. And McCorkle
they made the playoffs.
Yeah, McCorkle didn't even know what he was doing. I think they got a shot. I mean, I'm not saying they're going to go deep in the playoffs or win the Super Bowl.
They'll be one and done, probably, if they get there. AFC's loaded.
That's kind of been the theme around Bill Belichick without Tom Brady in the postseason, just one and done.
We made it 50 minutes without a slob fest. Have you ever seen anybody this gung-ho about any player ever?
No.
Especially someone who's not from Boston, has never been to Boston, just randomly. Did you? I mean, what was your excuse for picking Boston again? Because they kept winning?
All the great movies up there.
Yeah, the great movie selection that were filmed in Boston, in Boston.
I mean, everybody in my family rooted for Peyton Manning, so I couldn't just agree with that.
So you're just a contrarian?
Pretty much.
It had nothing to do with who you actually like. You just picked someone to go against your family?
I did like Tom Brady, though, so that's why I picked him, you know.
When did you start to like him?
I guess my first season, really, following
my
NFL.
Your first season?
Was probably the undefeated season that got ruined by Eli and the Patriots defense.
Mm-hmm. What year was that? How old were you?
That like 07?
Yeah, I guess I was probably 7 or 8. Probably 7.
You fell in love with Tom Brady at the age of 7. You know, most kids are out riding bikes or making friends. You decided on a former Michigan Wolverine. God's nowhere.
7's the perfect age to really start keeping up with sports fully.
No, I don't disagree with that. It's just weird that with your family being Tennessee fans and rooting for Peyton, you would choose what became his arch nemesis in Tom Brady.
I didn't put that much thought into it at the time, but it just kind of played out that way.
And Tennessee fans hate Michigan.
Yeah, we don't like Michigan. We don't like Tom Brady.
Double whammy.
What's your deal?
I don't have a problem with Michigan. And not even because of Tom Brady. I just hate Ohio State.
I also hate Ohio State. That's why they did not make my list of venues I would want to go watch a game at. Can't stand it.
I think it's an overrated venue, too, just a little bit.
I mean, it was ranked number one.
Yeah, I don't agree with that.
I don't know. I mean, like I said, I've never been. Probably never will. I'm sure it's a fine venue, but
it's Ohio.
Well, that's the biggest problem with Ohio State is that it is in the state of Ohio.
Is that the best thing the state has?
Ohio State.
Like
football?
Overall?
Yeah. Gotta be, right?
Rock and Roll Hall of Fame's in Ohio.
Yeah, but have you been to Cleveland?
I'll be going here shortly.
Why?
Daughter has a soccer tournament there.
In Cleveland?
Yeah.
Like downtown?
I mean, we're going to be, I don't know where the actual tournament is. But
Akron, maybe?
We've had to make plans, arrangements. We're going to Medina.
I'm very sorry.
October 1st we go.
I'm very, very sorry.
What's your backup there? I hear it's dangerous.
Driving, okay, so like...
It's like an 8-hour drive.
Yeah, it's not good. And it's right there on one of those lakes.
And I don't know, by October, are we talking, what temps are we talking? It can't be that cold.
It'll be cold. You get that the lake wind.
Yeah.
But yeah, you'll as you drive into Cleveland, you'll think the town is abandoned. And then once you get downtown, there's a little bit of life, but everything looks like it caught on fire.
So you have no suggestions on what to do over there?
Absolutely.
She has one game at 9 in the morning.
Not.
We have the rest of the day.
Is there another game the next day?
Well, her first one's in Medina, Ohio, which is about 40 miles south of Cleveland.
I'd stay there.
And then we got to go on Sunday morning to Cleveland to watch her play.
Don't go. Cancel now. There's nothing to do in Cleveland. It's awful. We stayed at a hotel in Cleveland. This is like March, April maybe. And they said, don't go out on the street after 5 p.m. Like all the restaurants and shops closed down. There's a mall area, like the rich part of Cleveland. There's a mall.
Uh-huh.
But it's like an hour away from downtown. I would just not recommend it.
I mean, this park looks cool.
What's the name of the park?
I don't know.
That's very helpful
to
Brett there.
Find a reason besides obviously going to watch her play soccer and be a supportive dad. But now the rest of the trip sounds like it's going to be.
If you uncover something fun to do in Cleveland, you can come back and tell us about
it. So have you been to the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame? My wife is huge into the Beatles and things like that. So
I did not go. I drove by it. You would not know it's the
Rock and
Roll.
That's the only thing I know that's up there. Besides,
yeah, that's pretty much in Cleveland. Of all the places. Anything else? What's the number one thing to do in Cleveland besides the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame, Hickman?
This Acqua di Luca restaurant looks pretty daggum good.
What about it looks good? The food?
Yeah, it's a Mediterranean-style restaurant.
Is that the number one thing to do is go to this restaurant?
No. See, it's October. Won't be NBA, will there? No.
Maybe a preseason game.
Hickman Hayes preseason games.
We're not the original Cleveland Brew Tour.
Maybe. He's got his kids with him. Like, can't do that. She can't drink at the Brew Tour. That'd be a lot of Cokes.
It's actually just me and my wife because the team
is staying together. Okay, so the Brew Tour is back on, perhaps.
Yeah, Rock and Roll Hall of Fame's one. Guided Walking Tour.
Oh, Guided Walking Tour. Who doesn't love to go out
of
town?
At least give me a segue.
Visit a big city, and here you go. Some dude's going to walk with you around town. That's amazing.
The original Cleveland Brew Tour comes in at number 6. Literally 2 through 5 are all walking tours.
Oh, my gosh.
You've been warned. We'll take a quick break. Come back. Kick off hour number 2. I guess Hickman's going to comb the top 10 things to do in Cleveland. We'll save you from that, but he'll give it to Brett during the break. Back after this.